Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, you know who I love? I love construction workers. I actually wave to them as I drive by. I know they've gotten these bad stereotypes of doing, you know, cat calls to, you know, women and, you know, piropos, I think they call them in Latin America. And, you know, and but honestly, I don't get that from them. Well, obviously, I'm not of that age where I would. But I just, I really appreciate what they do. It's like 110 degrees outside, not today, of course, but and I'm seeing them out there. I'm seeing all the dust. I'm seeing them. Sun exposed, you know, skin getting, you know, dangerous UV rays. It's hot outside. And they're out there busting their butts building my city. Now, I see a lot of them because I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we've been under construction since the 1940s. I mean, we just always are building. And even if we don't need to build, we'll just rip up a street and do something with the street that looks the same as it was before. So I'm always seeing construction workers. I probably pass by 100 to 200 every single day when I go to work. So I wave to them. And I do, you know, whether they like it or not, or they think, you know, I'm an idiot, I just think it's a nice thing to do. Well, apparently they say Americans who worked in construction were more likely to die from overdoses during the pandemic. According to USA Today and the CDC, Americans who worked in construction and extraction, food preparation, personal care, service and transportation, and material moving occupations were the most likely to die from drug overdoses during the year of the COVID-19 pandemic. This is according to data released from CDC. Researchers analyzed deaths caused by drug overdoses of working age United States residents in 2020 in 46 states as well as New York City. And they looked at which industries and occupations seem to be affected the most. And the CDC reports that this trend intensified during the COVID-19 pandemic. The U.S. drug overdose death rate in 2021 was 50% higher than in 2019. And the top industries affected by drug overdoses in 2020 were construction, accommodation and food services, other services, not public administration, because public administration, I think a lot of them got off work or got to work from home. Management, administrative, waste, mining, arts, entertainment, recreation, transportation, and warehousing. That's a lot of industries there. They have a lot of the different ones covered. They even said fishermen, sailors, roofers, drywall workers, ceiling tile installers, and conservation personnel was among the individual census occupations and industries most likely to be affected that year. The report says that occupations or industries with the highest drug overdose rates were more likely to be the ones where injured workers used prescription opioids due to physical injuries on the job. They say construction workers were four times more likely to die from drug overdoses than the whole population. Now, I was going to bring up my theory on this, seeing what construction workers do, seeing what roofers do and what drywall workers have to do. It is physically taxing. And so my first thought is they were in pain. Now, drug overdoses doesn't necessarily have to be intentional. They could be unintentional, where you just take two more. But they say construction workers were four times more likely to die from drug overdoses than the whole population. So what's going on? Now, I understand there was a lot of stress. And one thing that I think bothered a lot of people is those who had jobs where they were in an office and, you know, when the lockdown happened, many of those non-quote non-essential services got shut down. and individuals could go home. See, at first everybody was freaked out, going, oh my gosh, are they going to cause me to not work? Oh no, what do I do? And I was thinking to myself, going, oh, thank God I'm essential. Thank God I'm essential. But what they did to make the non-essential happy is they gave them an extra $600 a month on top of their unemployment, so they actually made more money. Oh, no, $600 a week. So they were making an extra $2,400 plus their unemployment, which allowed a lot of people to make more money not working. So they, when you're outside in the heat, busting your butt, getting exposed to COVID, and you can't be home like your buddies can, because they have one of these jobs where, oh, yeah, you know, we're on lockdown, so I can't go back to the office, so they're paying us. That kind of stinks. That caused a lot of stress. Now, the report said the drugs that these individuals died from did include heroin, but also natural and semi-synthetic opioids, such as from prescriptions. Methadone, synthetic opioids, other than methadone, cocaine, psychostimulants with abuse potential. They said 64% of drug overdose cases in usual occupations and industries involve synthetic opioids other than methadone. So, you know, is it that this overdose was on purpose? Is it that people were in so much pain they just didn't care? Is it that people forget what they took? How many times have you forgotten if you took your medication or not? So you go, wait a second. And then I'll get a call saying, I think I took two blood pressure medications when I should have only taken one. And I'm like, well, monitor your blood pressure. If at all you feel dizzy, get yourself seen. If you want, go in and get seen so they can monitor your blood pressure. But, I mean, people have, you know, oftentimes forgotten. Yeah, you know, how many times have you forgotten how much you drank? Oh, I forgot I had a glass of wine when I was cooking, then I had a glass of wine at dinner, but then I had a glass when I was watching TV. So sometimes you might not think because it's not all in one setting. And I told you how easy it is for people to overdose or to mix deadly medications. They get up, they're in pain, so they take something to start their day. All right? Then maybe they have a little anxiety about going to work, so they take a benzodiazepine. Maybe their muscles are tensing up, so they take a muscle relaxer. Now a few hours have passed, so oh, every 4 hours I could take another pain medication. All right? Then they go through their work, they come home, I'm in a lot of pain, they take another pain pill. I'm in spasm again, take another muscle relaxant. I want to wind down. I'm really anxious. I have to deal with the kids. Take another Xanax or Valium. Now, I can't sleep, so now I take an Ambien. And so after a while, you take a look at that, and there's about 12 pills going into your system every day. That could add up. We need to do more, for especially our construction workers. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Dr. Dolly show, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So apparently, U.S. kids are struggling, and many of them can't read to the proficiency they need to by third grade. Now, just going back a second here, this weekend I was at a conference at the Westgate Hotel, and we have a Benihana's. So my family and my friend from medical school, we went to get some Benihana's, and, you know, you sit with other people when you're at the hibachi table. And there was a family there, apparently from Germany, and there were two teenage daughters, English, of course, perfect. All their English was perfect. And I asked them, I go, all right, when in school do you learn English? Well, it's from the beginning. And in Europe, most people, I think if not all, especially now of school-age children, can do both their native tongue and English. And here we are in America, we can barely get our own American kids to excel in English let alone start them on another language. Yeah, we might have Spanish or French or Latin or Mandarin offered in schools, but is the average kid in grade school or high school bilingual? Unless they're learning it at home, no. My Spanish was self-taught. Now, I'm a Gen X, so in the 80s, you really didn't get a foreign language till 8th grade. So I've had 5 years of Spanish. Now, most of it was, ¿Dónde está la biblioteca? You know, where's the library? And remember, I went to 12 schools. So I went to 2 8th grades and 4 high schools. So in 6 schools, I got to have Spanish class, and I was really concentrated on getting your way around a biblioteca. And I was like, you know, listen, if I go to Mexico, I probably don't want to go to the library. I want to go to La Playa. I want to go to the beach. You know, maybe Iglesia. Maybe I want to go to the church. I don't think I necessarily want to go to a biblioteca. So why am I learning how to navigate around there? It wasn't until, and I still wouldn't consider myself completely fluent, but I taught myself medical Spanish when I was in medical school, and I would just pick up as I went, and now I'm able to speak with a good amount of fluency medical Spanish and carry on conversations. But I still certain dialects, and because of my hearing issues, I'll sometimes have trouble understanding people, but I can at least read it, I can at least speak it, and you know, have a conversation. And from a medical standpoint, I can at least take care of patients in Spanish. But the average American child is not bilingual. Now, I saw this headline, which worried me. According to News Nation, more states are reportedly threatening to hold back third graders. Apparently, states want to make students repeat the third grade in hopes of improving their reading skills. According to the Wall Street Journal, there are 16 states that have attempted to use reading tests and laws requiring students to repeat the third grade to help with literacy. Education officials say the goal isn't to hold back children, but to create an incentive to do well. Others believe it's unfair to the students and fear they will be discouraged. Now, third grade, ever since I could remember, was the pivotal benchmark for reading. You know, you might have learned your ABCs. Now, I didn't really have, I mean, our preschool was kind of more fun and games and really was a lot of learning. So I really didn't get exposed to letters till kindergarten. And then first grade, you know, we learned our numbers and we did some basic reading. But, you know, for a decent book, even though I think I could read before then, third grade, there was a lot of emphasis on reading. I think my teacher was Mrs. Mortimer, if I remember correctly. There was just a lot of emphasis on reading. That's all I remember third grade about. And it was because we had to pass the tests. And so here we are, 40 years later. No, I'm maybe 45 years later. I'm still struggling. Where third grade is that benchmark. They say reading in the third grade, reviewing fourth grade reading scores, nation's report card, know that all percentages except the 90th experienced a drop in reading scores from 2019 to 2022. So, should we be doing that? Should we be making our kids pull back? I've made it no secret. I think the way we're doing school is completely wrong. I don't think you should force a child to do more than they are ready for. But I think you should introduce things to children in the reading and math realm earlier than we are and see if it takes. I mean, you know, I don't want any child being forced to do something they're not developmentally ready for. But I also think a lot of kids, I mean, if 4 or 5-year-olds are helping the parents out on the farm, why are we having our 4 or 5-year-olds watch, you know, Paw Patrol or Nickelodeon? Why aren't they also working and helping out? Your kids should learn how to help. Your kids should be productive. And a 5-year-old can do more than we give them credit for, but we throw them in front of a TV with all these fluorescent colors. And so I think we can, in the preschool or the kindergarten stage, introduce letters and things like that. And then if a child wants to advance, let them. I understand there's some schools wanting to stop the advanced courses and advanced tracks because they think it marginalizes other demographics. But if you have a child who is excelling, let them excel. My uncle apparently skipped two different grades because he excelled so well. He ended up dying at the age of 13 of leukemia. But he was in the, I think he was high school level. Because he had skipped, I think, the third grade and the fifth grade. The teachers are like, we can't teach him anymore. He's beyond this. He was also a classical pianist. In fact, he was on the Wayne Newton show when Wayne Newton had a show with his brother in Phoenix. And, you know, he wanted to perform, and he would have gone so far if he had gotten leukemia and died. But, you know, so we do have some kids that are out there that are able to do things. You have other kids that might struggle and might need more help, or they might need to learn how to read in different ways. You know what helped me with reading? Was the electric company. You guys remember you would have Morgan Freeman on there, and was Rita Moreno on there, I think? And they would, you know, teach you, you know, blah, ooh, blue. I mean, and they would, and I watched this as a kid, so it was really easy for me to pick up consonants, pick up syllables. Why not? But we aren't teaching kids to get entertainment from reading. You know, in the olden days, I mean, when my mom was a child, your only entertainment was a book. Now, kids have other things to do that are a lot more colorful and fun than a book. Yeah, Lord of the Rings, I think, was one of the best movies out there. I think Lord of the Rings is was a fantastic series. I thought Viggo Mortensen was the most amazing Aragorn. But the book was incredible. How many kids have read the actual Lord of the Rings book? The Ready Player One movie. Some people are like, it was a good movie, but oh my God, the book was incredible. The Ready Player One was one of my favorite books ever. Who knew? So we really aren't introducing kids to books like we should. Or we're teaching them to read on a tablet, and maybe they're struggling. But what kills me is I'm watching European kids, or kids from China or Japan, being bilingual, doing so much more, and we're struggling with figuring out, you know, how to get kids to read. That's a problem. We shouldn't be struggling in education. We are one of the richest countries in the world. What is going on? Now, there's a poll, I think, coming out of New Jersey, where half of New Jerseyans say the schools are doing too much with gender identity. Apparently, public schools, you know, might not be telling parents, and teachers want or parents want to be notified. I mean, if a child is struggling with reading and they have not brought up that they have issues, or you know, you've done a psychological test, you know, looked at them, and you know, seeing that they aren't necessarily struggling with being a boy or girl, then we gotta move the focus back on them reading. We could always talk to them about their gender anytime. You know, I mean, assuming that they don't have true gender dysphoria or a severe case of it. But we're really, you know, I think we're, and summer should not be 3 full months. Why do we have our kids off school for 3 full months when they could be learning? They should be learning during the summer. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The FDA has approved a vaccine that is given to pregnant women in order to protect newborn babies from RSV. President Biden says the people of Maui will have everything they need to recover after the deadly wildfires. Officials say 850 people are still missing as search and rescue efforts continue. 114 people have been confirmed dead. Former President Trump says he'll travel to Atlanta on Thursday to surrender in his Georgia election interference case. The central U.S. entering a potentially brutal heat wave as temperatures are forecast to soar to as high as 115. Heat warnings and advisories are in place across 18 states. Cleanup efforts continue in Southern California after Tropical Storm Hillary blew through. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, let me get my Facebook Live up. I'm surprised you guys are watching. Thank you, guys. I really do appreciate it. We do love your support. And, again, trying to make radio visual is always difficult because, I mean, I actually now have to wear makeup and, you know, wax the upper lip just so I become a little bit more presentable. But I gotta say, it used to be nice just doing radio and wearing pajamas. But now I actually do dress up and put some makeup on so I can look fairly presentable for radio. So the GOP first primary debate is happening, I believe, tomorrow on Fox News. And noticeably, former President Trump is not going to be there. And there's been a lot of back and forth on how that's a good move or a bad move. I think it's brilliant. I think former President Trump not being on the debate floor is going to do nothing but help him. And I think it's also going to help the voter because it allows the other candidates to speak. So whether you support Trump or not, If you remember the 2020 debates, Trump grabbed so much attention. In fact, he would even interrupt the other people speaking. Now, I understand that's what a debate is, but I don't even remember who else was on stage because Trump had such of a, you know, commanding presence, and people loved what he was saying. In fact, I remember I was watching the debate next to John Ratzenberger. He had joined a bunch of people, and we had like this little debate party, and he was there, so Cliff Clavin. And we were laughing at, it was entertaining. And I know a lot of people are like, oh man, he's not going to be in the debate. It's not going to be as funny. Thing is, these debates are kind of serious. And you have a bunch of other candidates that are trying to get their word out. You got Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. You got Vivek Ramaswamy. They're going to apparently be in the center stage because they've been polling the highest. You also have former President Mike Pence, Ambassador and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is going to be there. Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina are going to be in the 5 and 6 positions, whereas Pence and Nikki Haley are going to be in the 3 and 4 positions. And so you also, by the way, have Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum will also be on the debate stage. And so when, you know, people talk about, oh, yeah, Trump, why is he doing this? This is so dramatic. Okay, remember, Trump was never, his calling card, his shtick is to not be a typical politician. And he has such a huge lead in the polls that it only hurts him to be on stage. And Fox, which leans right, although they promised that they were going to be very, very fair and balanced with this, you know, he's been getting a lot of hits from Fox. And, you know, he actually has pointed to how his interviews and his presence helps their ratings. Now, a lot of these news shows are struggling in the ratings because, you know, if somebody doesn't like the personality or the person giving the news, they're not going to listen. And now people get their news from social media, etc. But Trump being there is a calling card. It's a ratings spike. And so, you know, if he doesn't like the way Fox News treated him, that's how he's approaching it. But I think overall it's a good move for everybody. Right. A big problem I have is we have what's going on in Maui. We have flooding. We have a storm coming into Texas. We have a migrant crisis. We have a health. We have, you know, healthcare crisis. We have things going on with, you know, Hunter Biden and all that. That if Trump gets on the stage, we are going to be for days hearing the nitpicking of every single thing he said. And I think we're over it. I think the average American knows how they feel about Trump. They either love him or they hate him. And they either, you know, want him as our next president or not. And so what we need is some new data. All right? You know, if, let's say, Trump somehow doesn't continue his lead, many people want to know who would then replace him for the GOP frontrunner. So this debate kind of allows the other people to speak. Let them do their thing. And so I think it would have only hurt Trump, him being on there. Yeah, and, you know, as he said, he has a commanding lead in the polls. Will this help and bump up some of the other ones? Absolutely. I think somebody might watch, you know, Ron DeSantis or Vivek Ramaswamy or Nikki Haley and listen and go, you know what, I really like what they have to say. You know, but the truth of the matter is they're splitting the GOP vote of maybe we move on from Trump. And the maybe move on from Trump population is not as strong as it would need to be to launch somebody else into the race. The only way one of these might, you know, one of these contenders might make it is if Trump backs down or something happens where Trump can't run. But that's why, again, I am for this debate going on and us hearing what the other candidates have. I mean, we, you know, a Trump-Biden race, which right now is being told what we have, although seeing Biden in Maui, I really think he needs to spend time with his family, and I think he needs to retire. But, you know, a Newsom Trump race could be exciting, a Newsom, Vivek Ramaswamy, or DeSantis race, or Nikki Haley race, or whatever. You know, it would be, I'm not sure what the Democrats are going to do. I'm very excited for their primary to see what happens. But, you know, Trump is all about image. And he has a consistent message of, I'm not going to bend to the BS. And he doesn't want to be, he was a former president. He doesn't want to look like he's trying to fight to be president again. You know? He's like, look, I know where I'm at. You either love me or you hate me. I don't need to go through the gym cartwheels. And so it's, I think it's a good move for him. I understand the Fox News didn't want his campaign in the green room or the spin room and all that. And I get this definitely probably caused some hurt toes. But I really think it is a win-win for everybody. I am pretty sure that these other candidates are very, very happy that Trump isn't on that stage, because now it gives them some airtime. And there's going to be now some quotes, and people are going to be looking at their policy. And honestly, America needs to, you know, we know what Biden stands for. We need to know what these other guys stand for. And gals, we need to know who, you know what we're looking at, because I mean this country's in a lot of trouble. We're very divided, we're very polarized, while other countries have focus and emphasis and priorities on defense and protecting their borders and healthcare and economy. We seem to be really, I mean, we're almost at a civil war over student loan debt. I mean, as I just said in the previous segment, we have third graders that in 16 states may be held back if they can't read. In other countries, these kids are bilingual. Most other countries, these kids are learning English and another language. And here we are, we can barely get our kids to read by third grade. We got problems. And so I'd like to see who our next leader, you know, whether it's going to be Biden again or any of the Republicans, you know, what are they going to do to fix the country? Because this is a mess. Now, of course, the questions are, well, how are you going to unite everybody? How are you going to unite everybody? It looks like those who want to be polarized are polarized. You know, those who want to fight over student loan debt or fight over, I don't know, electric car or non-electric car, or, you know, open borders or not open borders. I think the average American, you know, is more moderate. And I think the average American just wants to know, look, guys, you know, what's going to happen to our education system? What's going to happen to education, economy, what's going to happen to our hospital system? You know, are we going to go socialize with medicine? And these are the questions people need answered. And how are we going to save our failing systems? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I like to fly. I like to travel. I don't necessarily like to be in planes. I do it. Travel a lot. But I just, probably because I know so much, you know, and if you don't think about it, you're good. But if you think about it, you're like, well, you guys aren't going to like this report. We're being told that last month alone, commercial airlines had 46 close calls. That is just in 1 month. Apparently, these are near misses between aircraft. Not sure why we have such a high amount, but according to reports, 46 close calls in July. I don't have August data yet. These were according to reports shared by the FAA. Airline workers think that it's just a matter of time when something is going to happen. And to have two planes almost hit each other midair, no one survives that. So recent examples include several cases of aircraft almost colliding during takeoff or landing at major U.S. airports. One include other mid-air near misses between two planes that were going 500 miles an hour. According to Daily Mail, industry workers are blaming a shortage of air traffic controllers. That has forced many in the profession to work mandatory overtime. So many could be burned out. Some are even using alcohol and sleeping pills to relieve stress. I don't want you taking a sleeping pill the night before you are watching my plane or anybody's plane. It could still be in your system. We are being told by the New York Times that 99% of air traffic control facilities in the U.S. are understaffed. 310 out of 313 do not have enough workers. New York's regional facility and Philadelphia Tower are operating at 60% of staff or less. All right, that's not cool. Apparently, on July 2nd at Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport, a Southwest Airlines pilot had to abort a landing in order to avoid a collision by seconds because a Delta Airline 737 was taken off. San Francisco International Airport on July 11th, a Frontier Airlines plane nose had almost stuck out into another plane's path that was accelerating down the runway at about 160 miles an hour. Late July over Louisiana, on the way to Dallas, Texas, an air traffic controller had mistakenly directed a United Airlines plane to fly dangerously close. An American airline flight to Dallas was traveling at 500 miles an hour. A collision warning blared in the cockpit. The pilot had to yank the plane 700 feet to avoid collision. Come on, people. Thank God for these pilots. Apparently, there was, I could go on. There's, now, we have had small personal aircraft. We unfortunately get several times a year, these crashes. Last fatal crash involved a U.S. airline was 2009. The Colgan Air Flight 3407 from Newark, New Jersey to Buffalo, New York crashed into a house in Clarence Center, killing 49 people on board and one person on the ground. But what's going on here? There's been a lot of complaints from workers. Right? And one pilot reported an incident in which an air traffic controller cleared their flight to land in a path that appeared to be on a collision course with another flight. Another report from January this year, an air traffic controller wrote, "Is it going to take people dying for something to move forward?" Now, again, who was in charge of all this? Pete Buttigieg. So I'm not sure what the Department of Transportation is doing. I understand a lot of people got canned with the vaccine mandate. I don't know how many people that were air traffic controllers or in the airline industry were included in that. Not that the vaccine mandate was Pete Buttigieg's fault, but, I mean, if they're understaffed, they got to get more people in there. And they might have to go to the military. I understand the military is they've had difficulty recruiting. Well, now that everybody's promising free college and covering student debt, you're not really incentivizing people to join the military, not to mention a lot of complaints of a lot of the things they have to do that aren't necessarily defense related. So air traffic controllers have apparently told the FAA that the shortage of staff is plain dangerous. There was another issue recently. I don't know if this had to do with this didn't have to do with air traffic controllers, but apparently we're told that United flight passengers were saved by a warning system before accidentally plunging into the Pacific. Now, this happened this last December when passengers on board United Flight 1722 traveling to Maui or from Maui to San Francisco were seconds away from crashing into the Pacific Ocean when luckily the plane was pulled up back into the air. The National Transportation Safety Board released a detailed report on the incident, said the plane came within 780 feet from the ocean's surface. Apparently, during takeoff, the plane's flaps were set incorrectly due to a miscommunication between the captain and the co-pilot. If the flaps are at the wrong angle, and then the plane can stall, or I'm not sure if it actually stalled, but it did start to descend quickly towards the ocean. Thank God the plane's ground-to-proximity warning system kicked in, warned the pilots just in time, so the pilots were able to pull the plane back up into the air and out of danger. But passengers reported there was a 10-second drop towards the sea that was terrifying. They were praying. Everybody was alive. Everybody lived. It was fine, but wow. So, you know, we just got the report apparently this week on what happened. And, you know, I'm very, very grateful for these pilots. I mean, look at Captain Scully, who was able to land a plane in the Hudson. I mean, I have friends who are pilots. God bless them all. I understand there's a lot of debate on the newer pilots not being, you know, trained old school, such that if the computer systems don't work, how are you, you know, picking these up? But, you know, I do kind of wonder why we're having so many issues. I mean, I understand with COVID and people not wanting to go to work and people wanting to work from home, hard to work from home as an air traffic controller unless you have the software at home, although I would not trust that. I'd want to make sure you have all the backup systems. And I don't want, you know, your power going out and here you are at the house. So you have to be on deck, all right, you know, for something like that. So it could be, you know, people want to work remote. Once you give them the option, they're like, I'd rather do that. It could also be that you don't have a lot of individuals wanting to go and be trained and enter the field. You know, as people retire and leave, like we're seeing in the trucking industry, how many people are like, this is what I want to do? And they're good, lucrative jobs if you do them. But I have to ask, how much of this is marijuana? I voted to legalize marijuana so we could study it, so the police could be freed up, so people who were having pain and couldn't get pain medications because of all the new restrictions had at least some outlet. I did not think, though, everybody and their mother was going to start using it. And we are, you know, using it for a variety of reasons. Especially a lot of people are using it for sleep. Well, if you're taking a gummy for sleep every night, that's cumulative. That stuff adds up. Marijuana's in your system for a while. And so maybe we have some individuals who are, I mean, I keep hearing from people going, you know, I'm noticing, you know, people are just dumber. I don't think it's that. Maybe they're sleepy. Maybe just some of their senses are kind of dulled because they have something from last night or the other day still in their system. And so I can't even, is it that we're distracted? Is it that we've trained ourselves where we can watch a TV show while being on our computers, being on our phones, multitasking, that all of a sudden you have to stare at a air traffic control screen and you don't have the attention? Maybe so many of us are now getting attention deficit. I don't know. But what I don't like about this is you don't have a lot of control. You're in the plane. You really have to rely on people doing their jobs. And I'm grateful for those air traffic controllers who are doing their jobs. But that's a lot of near misses for 1 month. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation in on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.